26. These are our names. Bobby, Addie, Joe, Skeezy. These are our names. But they are only names. They don't tell you who we are. We have other names, too. Names we have been called. Names we have been given. We figured it out. Between us, we have a total of 72 names, other than the names you see here. These are names we have been called since kindergarten, the ones we remember, anyway. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Anybody who believes that has never been called a name. This is what I think about names. I think that names are a very small way of looking at a person. When I was in third grade, I got the name Fluff because I ate peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwiches every day for lunch. And also, I guess, because I started putting on weight. But nobody knew why I was eating those sandwiches. I didn't even know myself until this year, when I figured it out. It was because my dad made one for me for lunch one day, and he told me, "These were your mom's favorite kind of sandwich." My mom had died the summer before, and I missed her. And so from then on, I wouldn't eat anything but peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwiches for lunch. But every time I did, somebody was bound to call out, "Hey, Fluff!" And that hurt. Another thing I think about names is that they do hurt. They hurt because we believe them. We think they are telling us something true about ourselves, something other people can see, even if we don't. Lardo, Fluff, Fatso, Faggot, Fairy, Dweeb, Mutant, Freak, Retard, Loser, Greaser, Know-It-All, Beanpole, Geek, Dork. Is that me? We think. Is that who I am? If you haven't been called any of those names, think about the ones you have been called. Is that who you are? The no-name party wants to put an end to name-calling in school. We want to start with a no-name day, in which we all think about the names we call each other and stop using them, just for a day. Maybe we'll think about more than names and stop talking to each other like some of us are less than others of us. But, hey, I don't want to get too ambitious here. Let's just start with names. No name calling. For one day. Then we can see where it goes. Of course, the no-name party will do more than this. We want to represent everybody in the school, and we'll work hard to make all voices heard on the student council. We will work with the teachers and the administration to see that the issues affecting all of us in middle school are dealt with fairly and honestly. So please, vote for the no-name party. Wait, there's one more thing I want to say. I didn't plan on saying it. It's just, I'm just thinking this as I'm standing up here, and the no-name party got started because my friend Addie really believes in the idea of liberty and justice for all. She stands up for what she believes in and doesn't care what other people think. She started the Freedom Party. And, well, I won't go into what happened there, but what I want to say is that Addie has been my friend my whole life, and Skeezy and Joe for a long time, and, well, I think they are the bravest people I know. They are strong enough to be who they are, no matter what names they get called. Even if we don't win this election, I think they are winners. I know they are, and, well, that's all I have to say.